All right. So there's that.
Hello, grandkids. Welcome to Stunt Granny Audio 1169. This is Kevin DeFranco. On the other end, Jeremy Mays. What is up, good sir?
right. So it's 69, huh? Is this like the obligatory? Hey,
Yeah.
buddy.
Nice.
Do you know how embarrassing that is? Like an adult does that? Like,
It still happens all the time.
there's still some stuff that makes you giggle like you're a kid, but that's just what I'm done with. Like, okay, cool. Like I remember seeing a comedian a long time ago. I can't give credit who it is. I don't remember. It's not Matt Matthews, that's for sure. Did you watch that?
I did not watch that clip. I have not
It's
been
brutal.
inspired by his appearances on NXT TV to start with. Because yeah, it's one of those okay, you're supposed to be a comedian, huh?
Yeah, it's well, he's a TikTok comedian. So again, I know that's not going to be our thing because we're older, but I also like laughing and I can still follow younger people who are funny. And this motherfucker ain't funny. It's just oof.
I'll have to watch that later. I was
Chris's reaction is pretty much what I would expect you to have. So, and I didn't pick the worst one. I picked one that had like a lot of views. So, but
oh.
yeah. So know, man. I know it sounds like, some of the older generation, but the younger generation, man, the older we get, the more I'm like, yeah, I don't get you guys. Like, this isn't funny. This isn't groundbreaking. And I don't get why you guys are impressed by any of this stuff. And then I just realized, oh yeah, because we actually have experience. So they don't, and this is their experience building. But yeah. Oh, so before we
Well.
started, like, yeah, I went and saw Supergirl last night. I think it's getting unfairly bashed.
Oh.
It's not great, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Oh.
That's all you want. Like, people are like, there's no story. Yeah, there is. The dog, spoiler, the dog doesn't die. What a shock. Yeah, it's like,
What?
I think there were definitely some problems there. Like, you knew damn well they weren't killing Crypto off. So it's just kind of stupid. And then there's a lot of
Yeah,
kids.
one just like in wrestling, when you see the finish coming, it's
Yeah. Yeah, you're like, oh my
hard
God. Well, but wait on that aspect actually. But
to
no, it's like she's good as Supergirl. And everyone's gonna pretend that Supergirl is this character or she doesn't embody the character. You know what Supergirl's most important character ever is? When she died in Crisis on Infinite Earth. That's it. No one remembers anything else about Supergirl. They had the TV show. They had the original movie, which is not that good. I'm putting being nice. Even as a kid, I was like, that kind of stinks. And then they had the TV show, which started off pretty strong. And then, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I do not believe I watched either of those two, if I'm recollecting correctly.
Who was it? Faye Dunaway, Peter O'Toole were in the original Supergirl movie. Yeah,
Oh.
Oscar-winning actors were in this movie. Yes, it
Wow.
stunk. Oh, and the guy, was his name Ellis in Die Hard? He had the beard. He got shot by Hans Gruber. He said he knew John McClane.
Oh,
He
I
is
know who
the
you're talking about.
boyfriend. He's the love interest in Supergirl. Yeah.
The old
Yeah,
Supergirl?
the old one. Yes. Yeah.
That's
And
great.
but you wouldn't be able to tell who it is. And I went, because I was watching something, they were talking about it, and I went, wait a second.
I mean, he had to have been pretty young in that role.
He would well, it's not that far off. So he was younger, but all he did was like grow his hair out and grow a beard. And he looked completely different. But yeah, so this movie, I mean, the movie's fine. It's she has to go get the antidote from this guy, and chaos ensues. And you get
Oh.
some of her backstory. The
Yep.
there are some things I didn't like, but it's a fine time. The special effects are good. It's a little muted color wise, but like there's a whole scene where she's fighting on a bus because it's at a red sun, so she doesn't have her powers. Well,
Oh.
these like female space pirates, they've got little boxes where they can digitize themselves and like basically like Nightcrawler, and then shoot all over the place. The
Oh,
scene's
okay.
cool as hell. It's really cool. And it's like, okay, well, but it's not without its flaws.
Right.
But I've seen worse. I mean, I've seen a lot worse. But like the criticism of her as not being Supergirl, it's just shut up. Like
Yeah,
you don't know anything.
there's not enough track record for Supergirl, really, is what you're saying.
Well, everyone wants her to be prettier. And it's like, well, first, how dare you? And then second,
Yeah, that
like, what are we
seems
doing?
wild.
Now, see, Jason Momoa's Lobo is cool because he's just a force of chaos. And
Oh
that's
yeah,
it.
I just started laughing. I'm like, how many superhero movies is Jason Momoa gonna be in here?
Yeah. And this is
And
like,
just
this
be
suits
different
him.
characters. Like people thought it was kind of weird that not Tony Stark, Jesus. What's his name? Was gonna be Doctor Doom. Robert
Oh,
Downey
Robert Downey
Jr.
Jr. That is such bad casting. That's lazy casting too. But whatever. I'm gonna go see it, so it doesn't matter. But yeah.
I guess I forgot that that's actually coming out in something relatively soon.
December. Yeah, December. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's their big Christmas tentpole. And they need it because, well, they got Spider-Man coming up, which looks pretty fun. So I already got tickets for that. But yeah, I got to see the Amazon, has the Prime members can go early. So that's why I went last night. And people seemed to like it when I left. And then I started reading reviews and everyone hates it. And it's like, you weren't in the same theater as me. But yeah, it was.
I mean, I kind of laughed. I was listening to obviously a belated review of Final Reckoning. Final Reckoning?
I
The
don't know that.
last Mission Impossible movie.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just
It's
surprised
long.
that they went as hard at it as they did. Honestly, I was like, oh, okay.
I
It
can
was a
see why
little.
people wouldn't like that one.
There were a lot of things that I guess I always like their opinions. So like even if I don't agree, it's just like okay, cool. Like
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
it's one of those. I see what you're talking about, or I think they knew the Mission Impossible lore better than I do. And I'm just
Oh.
there. I'm like, oh, okay, sure. Like I'm just there for the ride, but if you kind of know the franchise better than I do, then and some things are misaligned, okay, like that's something that I'm not personally gonna worry about. So
Yeah.
it probably made the movie more enjoyable for me, being either forgetful or not caring about the everything that previously happened there, even if they
Yeah.
shoehorned in some type of, angle that they didn't really
Yeah.
have any right shoehorning
They were so ambitious with that last one that I think we talked about it when it came out. It's so long. Oh my
in.
God.
That, and I
It's
guess
so long.
the one thing that I also, I'm not sure that I realized, other than it being long, but speaking of long, I guess I didn't realize that that movie was filmed like through both strikes in Hollywood,
And COVID too.
and COVID, and it's just like it was like a 5 year film or something like that,
Yeah.
and that is just absolutely bonkers.
Yep. And yeah, and I like I think you even said the wife said like the plane chase at the end was too long, which
Oh.
I don't disagree, by the way. But if I'm doing that, it's going on. It's going in the film. I don't care. I don't care. I did that dangerous stuff. Yeah, it's going in the movies. So yeah, that's a crazy thing to edit down. So nope.
Yeah, there were a lot of scenes that, because even the submarine scene was one where
Oh.
it lasted forever, but I felt like they actually did a pretty good job of having tension most of the time.
I
So
still get the willies from that one.
it was it to me it was nerve-wracking enough, like even though it was probably too long. But another one where it's just like if you're gonna do all this shit, like, I mean, you may as well be in for
Yeah, just that
it.
scene where they open the back of the submarine and he's standing there and there's a submarine behind him in the dark. And I'm like, fuck this part of the movie. I don't like this at all. Just don't. Because you've seen those like nature videos of like people like deep sea diving or scuba diving or whatever else. And all of a sudden, like an animal just swims by them. Like they wasn't there and then it appears. And it's like, yeah, no. No. I'm not, I, nah. But to go back, Supergirl's fine. It's just a fine movie. It's not, it's no superhero movie's gonna break the bank. You know, it's not gonna like blow you away. It's just not happening anymore. So
Yeah, I do feel like there's it may be an adjustment to expectation. Like, even if they bring other characters to the screen, I just don't feel like there's ever going to be anything as impactful as what they've already done, unless
no.
they just recycle it in a different way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then come up with I mean there are other characters they can use and try and do something different. Well, Supergirl's not one of them. You know what I mean? Like
Oh.
that ain't one. So
Yeah,
they show the
again,
clear differences.
definitely ignorant on the whatever Supergirl lore is out there.
She comes to Earth. She's Supergirl. The end. Like she was a one-off character. Like she's a one-note character. She was just female Superman. That's it. So this movie at least attempts to give her her own identity. Now, whether it's works or not, I don't know, but I didn't hate it, and I don't feel like I wasted my money seeing it. So maybe that's a low bar. But yeah. I could see waiting for it to come on TV for sure. But I didn't. I
Oh,
so I wanted to go and see it.
yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
There is plenty of wrestling on TV. Both of the programs that we cover have events this weekend.
Both. All of it. TNA's got one. WWE,
And TNA.
NXT, AEW. I'm watching right now, watching West Coast Pro. Like they had a Thursday show for some reason. I'm actually going to an indie event tomorrow at Lenny Boy Brewing.
Oh,
So
nice.
yeah, I've been to one since a lot since Ground Zero. So it'll be fun. It'll be inside too, because the last Ground Zero one was outside. Oof. In the summer.
Oh,
That's rough down here, man. I look ridiculous, by the way. I actually have a picture of myself on now. Still not changing it. So I don't even know which one to start with this week because I watched both of them fresh. And I mean, really, AEW was the less offensive of the two because it was just boring again.
oh my gosh, this week was yes, just so boring. Like, we looked at that card after the internet told us that it was interesting, and we decided that maybe there were two matches that were interesting. One of those two matches led off the program and was not interesting. I like John Moxley. I, for the most part, like Claudio. Wheeler, whatever.
Yeah.
Marina Shafir is a good ringside presence and just kind of character to me at this point. So, unfortunately, we'll get to her problems in the next match. But
Yeah.
Mystico, Bandido, and Brody King, like, I guess Mystico is almost in the Wheeler Yuta territory. I dig Bandido and Brody King, both, but yeah, well, I guess it's kind of a weird feud.
Well, it's a weird feud. Like, first, let me speak of Mystico for a second. Mystico sells tickets, which is the weirdest thing. He's a big draw. But when you put him in AEW, he's not. CMLL, yep. He draws for MLW when he's on the card. But in AEW, he's just another guy. That's wild.
Yeah, he really gets it's as bad as his presence on WWE TV back in the day.
Yeah, when he quit, and then who was it? Camacho took over as Mystico when he left. Was that was actually what? Was that Tama Tonga? No. Who Camacho was? Who am I thinking?
It was one of the other luchadors, at least.
Yeah. Yes. But yeah. So it is wild to me that Mystico means nothing in AEW. He's just another guy, and they tell us how great he is. Much like every other of the Forbidden Door people who show that they're not that great. But we're not a sicko, I guess. So we're not, I almost said brainwashed, but
Well,
the lack of self-awareness and honest criticism is probably an AEW sicko fan's biggest problem. And that comes into play way later. So,
well, yeah, 'cause there's just a lot on the card that we can talk about that it's just still. Even the announcers to me still do just a piss poor job of telling us who these people are. Like you said, I guess there isn't much to say. Like, oh yeah, that first match was just kind of boring. Like, even though the
yeah.
personalities were there, it was boring. But to continue on the announcer part, TMDK has been on TV for 3 weeks
Yeah.
now,
Yeah.
like a collision 3 weeks ago, and then last week's Dynamite, and then this week's Dynamite. I have no idea what these guys stand for, why they're together.
Yeah.
I don't
That's your
understand
fault, though.
anything about them.
No. I don't even know the other guy's name. I know Bad Dude Tito. Who's the other
Yep.
dude?
Zack Sabre Jr. And other dude.
And the bald guy. They
I need
mentioned
to
his name this week finally, but
scroll down here because I can find it pretty shortly because I believe he was Mikey Nichols.
ew.
Probably the reason why it's easy to forget the name because that
Yeah.
is a forgettable name.
Hey, he could be great in the ring. I didn't see it, but so like, what all right, so all right, we'll start with them then. So the announcers don't even like really give you anything. Bad Dude Tito shows up, loses to Kenny Omega. Then he gets pinned again in this match, and didn't he lose again to somebody else? And it's like,
Yes. He has now lost 3 matches on AEW TV since showing
yeah.
up.
And this is supposed to be the big like a big draw for Forbidden Door. Hey, Zack Sabre Jr. and his cronies are there. Well, okay. And it's like,
Yeah, they got treated just like even Zack Sabre Jr. Is the one backing off after this whole situation. Everyone, he's a chicken shit. And it's just like, if you're trying to tell me he's a great A great wrestler, that's not what I want to see out of a great wrestler. I do always enjoy his matches because he does seem to genuinely enjoy rolling around and turning people into pretzels.
Cool. Do something different. Do something different every once in a while. That shit gets boring. And they even mentioned that on that Zack Sabre Jr. was like doing technical wrestling in front of an American audience is like reading them Shakespeare. Yeah, I don't mind Shakespeare. I also like reading a comic book every once in a while too. Change your shit up. Like Kenny Omega eviscerated him at the end to the point where Zack Sabre Jr. better win. Because if not, everything Omega says is true.
Well, and
That was a crazy line at the end.
it really kills the point of Forbidden Door itself when, 'cause what was the exact line there that how could they not put it in here in the write up? 'Cause wasn't it something like shit, I texted it to you guys. I know exactly where
It was
it
something along the lines of if you don't win, you better win, or they'll forget about you just like they did after last year. And it's like he's not wrong.
yeah. I mean, he beat Nigel last year. Okay, great.
Sure.
He
Okay.
beat an announcer. I don't know
It's
why
very
I'm.
true.
As
Yeah.
much as I enjoy Nigel behind the mic, and enjoyed at least some of his original run in ROH,
Yeah.
yeah, that's a nothing burger win last year. Like, that's easy to forget about. Like, you brought Zack Sabre Jr. over to fight a retired wrestler.
Yeah. Because it's,
Huh?
I guess he's in New Japan.
Yeah,
Is that where
still
he's
in
from?
New
Okay.
Japan. Still in New
Okay.
Japan.
Which is not a hot promotion at all. So why would we know about these guys? You know?
Yeah, he can get a job in AEW. He does not stand a chance in the WWE.
It watching him, and like I was just saying, like he needs to do something different. I don't know. I was looking at him, and for just I don't know if I was just like whatever after the match, but I always thought he would have fit WWE okay. Especially with Hunter in charge of creative, Paul Heyman there, that they could have actually utilized him and done something. But now I look at him and go, nah, it's the same stuff. He's done nothing to like, I don't want to say up his game, but you know. It's
I
like,
was
you
a
know, it's like
little
I
bit
said.
surprised that he actually does look like he may have added some weight.
He does look thicker, yes, which is, you know, he has to.
yeah, much like everyone else at New Japan, he is not getting any younger.
No.
I don't know what exactly Mr. Saber's age is, but it can't be terribly young at this point. 'Cause I mean, I feel like I was watching him in the heyday of 38.
He's 38 years old. Yeah. Well, yeah. So, I mean,
Yeah,
I know
really should
WWE's
have
got a lot
checked.
of older guys, but he's done. He ain't never going there.
Yeah, really
Not that he's
should
going to
have
anyways.
taken out the contacts before now. Boy, they are
Yep.
not great.
But no, I just, I, the whole Forbidden Door aspect is just kind of stupid. Like the Bucks are facing who and who?
Okay, let me see here because I do have that card up here. El Sky, which is Mystico and Mascara Dorado,
Okay, good
again
team.
another problem where Mystico just Is he a singles guy? Is he a tag guy? Is he a trios guy? Because he was with Jet Speed just like 2 months ago. I don't think that helps his,
Yeah.
his standing with the crowd, with the even the AEW crowd. When I don't know, what am I supposed to? You're telling me he's a great singles wrestler, but I haven't seen him wrestle a singles match or barely at all in AEW.
The last one was MJF, and we didn't even get Mystico getting revenge on him.
For
That was
taking
on
his mask off.
CMLL. Yeah.
Yeah.
I,
Yep.
I, anyways, but
Okay.
no,
Yeah,
but.
those two, and then also Unbound Company, which is evidently Shingo Takagi and Titan. I
Okay.
know who
You say so.
Shingo Takagi is.
Yes.
Have no idea who Titan is.
Nope.
Definitely do not care about that match on this Forbidden Door card.
Let's see. I'm looking up Titan. Oh, he's a Mexican wrestler.
Oh, okay, sure.
Oh, he's a tiny.
I
Oh, okay.
mean,
He's a tiny guy. Oh, he's part of Los Ingo. Oh, God damn it.
ignorant. Oh,
Yep,
wow.
them.
Yeah, I'm skipping.
I'm rubbing off on you. So yes, oh, he's a
Or.
skinny dude. That's kind of funny. He calls himself Titan. Okay, so he's part of the junior heavyweights.
Oh, okay.
Okay, cool. Well, that's who that is.
Yep, good for him.
Exactly. Yeah, good for you, buddy. You're
Yeah, I mean,
On
that's
a
just.
AEW pay-per-view.
Yeah, you're gonna get a
Oh
whole lot
God.
of
Oh
you're
my
gonna get a
God.
whole lot of nothing out
Yeah.
of this appearance.
Yep.
So, tip of the cap to you. Young Bucks win that match in a landslide. So,
They cut the most basic, generic promo backstage this week. It was fantastic.
they have no idea what to do right now.
Well, no, according to Matt, they're on a roll, and they're on their way back to the top of the tag team division. And then Nick immediately says, that's what Matt said. And then Nick
Yeah,
comes
I
in and
know.
says, we're gonna super kick their heads off. That was it. And
Yeah.
then Edge and Christian come in beating up the dogs, and they use a comedy spot. Like, that was bizarre. Like, was that on purpose? Or they just like had to hurry up for
Yeah.
time? I mean,
It seems like it was on purpose because, I mean, they stopped to ask the Young Bucks if or the Bucks asked Edge and Christian if they needed help. So, I mean, I feel like to me that says planned.
yeah, like that whole segment was just weird. I guess it was just a reason to get everyone on the show.
I mean, I did chuckle. I also forgot why the dogs somehow took over after getting their asses handed to them left and right.
Clark Connors, no, I'm sorry. Finley grabbed hairspray when he got pushed aside and
Oh,
sprayed
that's
in
what it
everyone's eyes.
was. Yeah.
So, yep. And actually, to be fair, a very real thing to have happen. Like, you could just grab it and
Yeah.
spray it real fast. I mean, that's fair. So give him
Yep.
credit.
Yep. That would not feel good in the eyes.
No.
So yeah, okay, that does make sense why that went, but that is listed as a number two match here on the card per Wikipedia at least. Cope and Cage versus the Dogs for the AEW Tag Team Championships.
Don't care.
Honestly, it is wild that I've forgotten that Cope and Cage are in fact the tag team champions.
Yes, they beat FTR, and FTR are now taking time off. So
Yeah, that
there you
was
go.
one where I'm like, Hold on, don't you guys need to lose? I legitimately thought to myself for quite some time, don't you guys need to lose the tag team championships first before you take a hiatus? I, 'cause didn't, yeah, like they were off for like a month or something like that after they won the championships.
Yeah. Or they were on
It's
Collision, same thing.
fair. I mean,
Yeah.
even though I've occasionally checked out Collision, like if you're on there, I'm not paying that much
Yeah,
attention.
I have not been keeping up with Collision at all. It's just that time of year where it's like, all right. And really,
Yeah.
Triple A kind of gets in the way too. So, I mean, there's that aspect too. Even though we have DVRs, but whatever. So.
Yeah, and pretty much rewatchability on anything that we want to is
Yeah,
like.
I can see YouTube highlights. That's good enough.
So yeah, there's actually only a whopping 10 matches on Forbidden Door. One of them is a pre-show match. And that is Divine Dominion versus Thunder Rosa and Olympia. Megan Bain and Lina Cross are going to have like the longest title reigns ever because Tony Khan is uninterested in booking the women's tag team division. Like, he doesn't want to book the men's tag team division, which also is the other reason why Matt and Nick Jackson saying that stuff is even more hilarious. Those two ladies won the tag team championships because they're like, hey, we don't want to make you champions right now, so why don't you go do this for a while? And
And then also,
they're just kind of stuck there now.
yeah, it's funny. Like, he doesn't want to book a tag team division, but all he does is book tag team matches for the most part. Now, this week was a tad different, but most of the time, it's a six-man tag. It's a regular tag match. It's a 10-man tag. It's like he loves tag team matches, except when it's an actual tag team division. Okay. Yeah. You're lazy. That's lazy. But whatever, they make money. Like, I never mind. Just seeing MJF this week, and as he's probably in character, but he's talking about how attendance is up across the board. That's a fucking lie. Now, I gotta walk back a little, I guess. I shouldn't say a lie, but when you used to sell 10,000 seats, 9,000 seats, and now you're selling 1,500. And now you're selling 1,507? Yes, you're correct. But you're nowhere near what you used to be for attendance. And even then, the attendance and this crowd was kind of part of it. They don't care. The only crowds that seemingly care about their show are the pay-per-views.
I did kind of laugh that I forget who it was during this show, but they were talking to someone in the crowd, and the person in the crowd just sat there and looked at them.
Yes.
I forget who it was. Like it, I mean, because it might have even been Brody King or someone like that. Where, and I was just like. Yeah, that's not the reaction or the non-reaction that you guys want here. Like, you want people to be engaged with you.
Yeah, and like the Takesha and Ricochet, that abomination. That I hated that match. I hated this match. The
Well,
crowd
that was
starts
the.
chanting, "This is awesome," but I'm looking at the crowd and there's a bunch of people just sitting there. So I'm like, "Are they canning this stuff?" And then later on, somebody was talking, or no, you could hear the crowd pretty well. Somebody was talking, and then after that, you really couldn't hear the crowd anymore. So I'm starting to think, are they manipulating the sound, either good or bad? It's like,
Oh.
why are you muting the crowd? Which is what, the NFL does, because God, they don't want to hear some of the stuff being yelled. But yeah, it's just bizarre. And yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I didn't pay attention to the sound as much, and I wasn't really offended by the match, but
Dude.
also it was way less entertaining. Like, that was the other one that we had identified
Yes.
is like a good match, and for two wrestlers that I've well, yeah, started to enjoy Takeshita. Have enjoyed most of Ricochet's run other than everything that he says online, because that really makes me think he's a complete and utter douchebag.
No, I think he probably is, yeah. But
But
no, I hated
is
this
it?
match though, because and the reason I didn't like it, Ricochet did everything in this match. Takeshita barely got offense in. And then when he did get offense in, Ricochet no-sold it. And then you've got the referee goof or whatever. Takeshita legitimately did not kick out for two of those really close two counts. And I'm like, this
Oh.
is off the rails. Like, why is Ricochet getting 80 to 90% of the offense in this match? This sucks. And then Takeshita just beats him out of
Yeah.
the blue. And I'm like, what? That's why I hated it. Like, fine. I can't remember what it was. Oh, Takeshita did one of his moves that usually beats people. Ricochet kicks out. None of the announcers act like it's a big deal. And that's the other thing. They repeatedly act like nothing matters. You could drop a guy off the top of the building. They'd be like, oh, big move. Kind of like one of the old like WrestleMania video games. And he kicks out like, oh, just barely kicks out. Barely. He shouldn't be. And yeah,
Yeah, I'm trying to
maybe I
see
just
it.
had it. After four and a half hours of mediocre wrestling shows, that I just maybe I just came to a standstill with this.
Well, I it was all just boring to me.
That's probably what did it. And
Hey, well,
now
not
there's some
well.
unintentionally fun stuff, but. You saw Queen
Yeah.
Amidala in Red Velvet, right?
If
Boy.
you if you appear on AEW TV with an ROH championship, prepare to lose. Tony
Okay.
Khan has not met an ROH champion. He doesn't love to embarrass on AEW TV.
Yeah. But here was the kicker to this one. It was against Queen Amidala, who never wins. So
And was just coming,
something had to give.
yeah, and
And
was just
apparently
coming
it's
back
Ring of
after
Honor.
$180 or 180 days off from a neck injury. So yeah, Queen Amanada gets the Duke. So good for her, I
Man,
suppose.
just ugh.
But
Like,
oh, and you know what? Because well, you opened the door to the ladies, and I forgot that I did not get back to we made the jokes about Marina Shafir earlier.
Oh wait, hey,
Oh
what?
my,
Yes, one more thing though. During Red
yeah.
Velvet and Queen Amidala, Tony Schiavone kept referring to it as the TNT title. He kept saying that we're having the survival of the fittest match next week for the TNT title. It's the TBS title. And Nigel finally said, "Yeah, when we get in there on the TBS title," and Tony's like, "Well, you know that TNT title is prestigious," and I'm like, are you not paying attention, buddy? And then finally, someone must have said something in his headset, and that was it. Like, oh, okay, yeah. I mean, mistakes happen. Like, God damn, dude, pay attention, man.
Tony's just, he's the worst.
He's
Just
just there, you know.
absolute worst. Well, I don't know. Like, it's such a head-and-head matchup between him and Taz about worst announcer on major wrestling TV these days. Because yeah, like Tony just seems to forget stuff all the I didn't notice that he was calling it the TNT title multiple times, honestly. Because that I end up listening to some stuff more than watching it from time to time. So I end up paying attention to that kind of stuff a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty surprised that I missed him calling it the wrong title.
Yeah. I was like, why is he talking about the TNT title? And then Nigel kept saying TBS, like purposely saying TBS a bunch. And Tony finally shifted. And I was like, about time, dude. Damn. But you were talking about the women, though. Marina Shafir and Harley Cameron.
yeah, just because that was part of the TBS, because yeah, that's it, Forbidden Door, isn't it? The women's match?
No, that is
No.
Wednesday. That is next Wednesday. They made
Oh,
a point of
okay.
saying that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but yeah, so. Dear Lord, I don't really expect Harley Cameron to win the TBS championship. Would somebody in AEW management do me a favor and buy someone other than Jon Moxley a win for the Death Riders, please? And it, like, especially in this meaningless of a matchup.
Well, Claudio was the CMLL heavyweight champion. If you blinked and you missed it.
Yeah, he was ROH champion too, but both of those
Yeah.
are in the same phantom zone that yeah, they're in the same phantom zone that it doesn't really happen. And I guess that's why Claudio started wearing a lucha mask
Yes.
on a regular basis too. So,
Yeah. Yeah.
oh
Well,
boy.
who's Moxley taking on? I don't even remember.
Okay, so what of the card have we not covered? Oh, that's, yeah, it's Moxley and Bandido for the
That's right.
AEW, because even though Bandido's the ROH champion, evidently he doesn't have anything better to do than to lose to Jon Moxley for the AEW Continental Championship.
Oh, that's right. He's a Continental Champion. And
Yep.
Takeshi's international. Mark Davis is national. Ugh.
Correct. Yeah, because also on the card here, Shota Umino versus Pac
Don't
for
care.
the IWGP Global Heavyweight Championship.
Hawk's eating that L.
Yes, he is. This got TV time. Still don't care. Tekla versus Starlight Kid for the AEW Women's Championship.
Yeah, it's like why do we as AEW fans, and I know AEW fans follow all sorts of wrestling, why do I care that she hates Stardom? I don't, she's a bad guy. So why should we like sympathize or empathize with her about anything? With especially the way she acts, attacking the owner, attacking the people there. Like
Yeah,
there,
being a
because
general menace on AEW TV.
yeah, which is what everyone does, so it doesn't really,
Yeah, it does not stand out.
yeah, just yeah, I'm confused on this one, but okay,
Yeah,
whatever.
and I don't think Starlight Kid stands a chance of winning, so.
No, not at all. No.
Owen Hart Cup Women's Championship, Mercedes Moné versus Maya World.
This was actually one of my favorite parts of this show. They did that whole, the vignette and everything. Or
Yeah.
Mercedes at the end goes, I'm not your friend, I'm your boss, bitch. Like that. Like, I really like that. I was like, oh, that seemed genuine. So pretty cool. And Mercedes better run over this lady. I'm sorry. I understand this poor woman's had a bad tragedy. She is not supposed to be on this show. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, that does not make a wrestling character.
No.
Again, feel really terrible that her younger brother or brother just in
Yeah,
general
of
died.
course.
That is awful, given that he was probably of a younger age. So yeah, feel terrible about that, but yeah, that does not make you necessarily sympathetic in the wrestling world,
Well, I
unfortunately.
mean, it makes you sympathetic, but it doesn't mean like a storyline, sure. But it doesn't make you sympathetic enough to take the spot away from somebody else, which would have a better match, which is what, their thing is we have the best wrestle. Hey, I'm gonna say not in this one. I
Oh,
don't understand this at all, but it's also
I loved someone bringing up some Monet interview from like 2024 about how great the women's division in AEW is, and I just kind of chuckled.
it's got, I mean, it's a lot better. But when they do dumb shit like this, it's not.
Well, they're still poorly organized. Like
Oh, yes, of course. Yes.
there is just not any comparison between it and either the WWE main roster or NXT's roster. Like, I mean, it's bad that they're still even below NXT's roster
Yeah.
with all the turnover in NXT.
Yes. NXT just keeps
So,
plugging women after women in. It's pretty crazy.
and I do enjoy, and I will say that, hands down, I'm all for a more serious, Mercedes Moné, rather than whatever this CEO thing was given to us not that long ago.
Right, like the
Because
CEO, like
it does seem like she's taken on a little bit different. Even if the announcers haven't said anything, I feel like she has presented herself differently
yeah,
since returning.
yes, absolutely.
So good for her. Yeah, we already talked about Kenny Omega and Zack Sabre Jr., so we're just going to skip that one. Will Ospreay versus Swerve Strickland in the men's Owen Hart Cup. That was something that happened this show that we did not talk
That's
about.
fine. This match, it doesn't need all the hate and all everything else that they're adding to it, you know? So it's just, this will be good. So, I don't really have a
Yeah.
lot to say about this one. This is just one of those, like, yeah, I expect this to be good. So, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It should be a good matchup. Yeah, they're throwing on unnecessary bells and whistles.
Oh, that main event. I don't even care.
It
Who cares?
is so weird that, yeah, the main event is a 10-man steel cage match
It's 12.
where.
Isn't it
One,
12?
two, three, four, five. Oh, sugar. It is 12.
Yeah.
12-man cage match where if one team wins, Mark Briscoe gets the challenge for the championship. Like, there's still, to me, not enough, even in the conglomeration, for them to be like, yeah, let's just do this for Mark Briscoe.
This
Maybe I'm a
can't
little
be the
too
main event.
selfish.
This can't be the main event. The main event has got to be Ospreay and Swerve, right? This is a garbage ass main event, if so. Look at who's on one side compared to the other. Listen, I don't like it was funny when she goes, "Who's this Fletcher guy?" Like, yeah, I know. But it's like, look at the Don Callis family guys and look at the jobbers on the other side. It's like, are we kidding around here? Oof.
Oh, yeah. It.
I'm sorry,
Yeah,
but
like
not Kyle O'Reilly,
yeah.
not Roderick Strong. I like Orange Cassidy. He ain't doing it. He's been delegated to nothing. I
Oh,
love Mark
yeah.
Briscoe, but.
Orange Cassidy had that injury, and it has not been the same in AEW for him since then. Like he has never regained the momentum that
Yeah.
he had previously.
Yeah. Darby's Darby. So whatever. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was another one where I almost sent the headline to you guys, but I saw it this week. There, it's like Darby Allin to run New York Marathon. I'm just like,
Yeah.
okay, whatever, guys. Like, I just, it's kind of eye rolling at this point. It
Well, he's
is.
running it a certain way. I didn't bother looking at it. I didn't like pay it much mind. Like, okay. Live your life,
Yeah,
dude.
it's just yeah, it's one of those knock yourself out, I don't care. It doesn't, again, it doesn't do anything. Like, yeah, he just feels like he became another dude after that MJF loss.
Yeah, and like he's
Yeah.
I forgot he's supposed to be getting revenge on Kevin Knight. Every time they get together, I'm like, oh, that's right. Like it never it's seemingly never went anywhere.
Yeah, he attacks Kevin Knight, but he doesn't really like I felt like he really attacked him in the end segment this week. But when they have met up before, like you said, like you almost forgot that he's the guy that, I
Yeah.
mean, I don't know if you say turned on him, because it has still happened after the match, which to me is some pretty weak sauce in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean his reasoning made sense. You know, Darby let him down. He said he wouldn't. So I was like, okay. So he didn't like cost him anything, but he definitely turned on him and then, you know,
Yeah.
kind of
So
made him pay.
yeah, there are ties for why there should be interest in this match, but in no way am I interested. Like, this is another one where it's just like it would be so silly to me to do all of this build up and not give this to Mark Briscoe.
They've done that before, though, so it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, Mark did hit the J Driller finally on TV, not at the pay-per-view. So I don't know. I can see how this could go. Somebody on that team's gonna win it for the conglomeration, and then from there they could have it branch off and like because Takesha's in this, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So Takeshita could win. He could beat MJF and then Mark gets the match, Mark fails, and Takeshita's like, well, hey, I beat you. You know? So pretty basic, which isn't bad. They should try and rely on that a little bit more. Whatever. Yep. We know what's next.
Yeah, NXT Great
Yep.
American Bash this coming week. They
What a show.
really,
What a show this week for NXT.
it was the what I would think is the main event is a really weird situation here with Tony D'Angelo being burnt in the face
Yes.
by
A blowtorch,
Naraku,
apparently.
by a flame paper that is only triggered when you open a contract.
I loved it.
That
It's so stupid. It little glimpses of old NXT, man. And
I didn't mind that part. The silliness of pretending there might be other contenders was
oh,
the
that.
eye
Oh,
rolling part.
the whole show, the crux, the underlying story of the whole show, will it or won't it happen? And he goes, it's always been this guy. And Tony D's music starts. You're like, the whole crowd just goes, what? Like, that's it? Like,
Yeah, that's the conclusion.
was so funny. Like, oh, okay. Like, why we do this? I'm thinking, yeah, why we do this? You don't have to do that. Or you didn't have to.
Yeah, you definitely didn't need the all of the sub people that maybe will challenge Tony later Be involved in this aspect. Like, have the paper burn. I'm okay with the opening segment part. Have the reports coming from the hospital. Have Robert Stone have an in-ring segment with Naraku at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Tony D makes his heroic return. Like, we don't need the other stuff. Like, that was like. It's not even gilding the lily. It's just doing too. It definitely doing too much.
Yeah.
It, like it was overthinking what they needed.
Also reminding us who's not on the card. Mason Rook's not on there. Vanity Project, they're not on there. Okay.
Hold
So.
on.
Hey, I gotta step
Isn't.
away for 1 second. Have fun to talk about this. Cool, I'm back. Woohoo!
Well, that gets the main event out of the way, I guess, for the Great American Bash.
Yeah, which, all
Or
right,
no, hold
well,
on. Oh yeah, that's on Great American
but
Bash.
does all, like, all of this outside of having this happen, like, for the whole show, none of this n was necessary. Because it really does seem like it's Tony D's time to go, you know? Like, he's got to lose, right?
I
Mean, he doesn't have to, I guess, but you might as well make it worth it.
it, yeah, it's one of those weird ones where we've kind of talked about it before. Like, what's the point of bringing in someone new like that and then having them lose? Like, it's hard for someone to start at the top of the mountain. It makes sense, though, for someone that is literally had that much experience to be at the top of the mountain in NXT. If you want to help out other younger talent,
Yeah.
you know, like there are definitely worse replacements for Tony than Naraku in the scope of things.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. Like, to me, it's either Tony D goes to the main roster, you just cut the guy. Like,
Nah,
he's
he'll go the
into.
main. He'll go the main for sure.
I mean, I don't expect them to cut him, but it still seems weird that it's taken this long. Just wild to me that it's taken this long.
Well, I mean, if there's no, if they have nothing for him on the main show, then don't bring him up. But at the same time, good Lord. You're wasting this guy's younger years in NXT. So, I mean, Naraku or Naraku, whatever, is not young, so it doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, Tony D's gonna have a better main roster run than I'm assuming Carmelo Hayes, because he is not as vertically challenged. So there is that part.
Yeah, I just.
Let's see, match that don't care about. Also, there's a lot of championship matches
Yes.
on this card, honestly. Miles Bourne versus Tavion Heights. This is NQCC remix battle. I don't see them pulling the trigger on Tavion Heights, so this is another one where it's just like, okay, like
Yeah.
this guy needs to get away from the NQCC stuff to maybe have a chance. You know, like I
Yeah.
don't even know if he has a chance. Like, it's kind of weird to have gotten on the early Tavion Heights bandwagon, and now I'm just starting to slowly jump off of that bandwagon and just go, oh, maybe this just isn't panning out here for this guy for whatever reason.
Yeah, I don't know. They had that whole thing with him and the other girl that I don't think is there anymore. The Olympic girl, I think she's gone, right?
Oh yeah, Callie Armstrong. Yeah, I
Yeah, I
believe
think she's
they
gone.
cut her.
So they had that whole thing with then her and then Chelsea and Ethan Page. That went nowhere. And
Well,
then,
they lost the matchup.
yeah. And it was like,
So
okay.
that's why it went nowhere. They had their first matchup against them and they lost. Nowhere to go.
Yeah, and then that's it. So it's like, well, I don't know. It's not like it's the same thing every week, but it's not like you see a whole lot in the male people that are in NXT right now anyways. So, I mean, I don't know. Miles Bourne, I don't think is it. So why not just give it to the other guy? You know, do something
Oh.
different, and maybe Naraku and Miles Bourne can have a feud, you know? And Tavion can
Hey.
go and do whatever Tavion. Maybe him and Dion Lennox can feud. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. I guess we can just go to that one. That's one of the non-championship feuds.
Yeah. A good old
Dion
fashioned
Lennox
feud, you know?
versus Saquon Sugar's singles match. Not so much for control of Dark State, but to prove who was right, I suppose, in the long run here.
Yeah.
It is an interesting one because I feel like one or the other is pretty much dead in the water when they take this loss,
I think if the
especially
guys from
Dion
Dark
Lennox.
State, but I think if yeah, him for sure. But I think Saquon would be all right if as long as Dark State interferes. You know?
Oh,
So
yeah.
that's fine. But yeah, like I enjoyed the segment actually, and then it got a little too like whatever. But I did like the idea of which I don't really remember being brought up before, where you know your stablemates kick you out, then you go for revenge, and your stablemates like, hey, it's not like we didn't know you, you know, we know like he's pointed out we know your anxiety, we know your nerves, we know your shortcomings, all that stuff. I thought
Oh.
that was actually kind of a refreshing thing. Like, oh yeah, just because we're feuding doesn't mean we didn't know you. So, you know.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah, they did have a good segment, and I mean, yeah, I think it's more just that the outcome is in a weird situation.
Yeah.
It is somewhat compelling, given the men's roster as an overall whole.
Yeah.
So I'll give them
Yeah.
that much. Like it's definitely something to pay a little more attention to.
Yeah, I thought Saquon did exactly what I would think he's known for. He can talk.
Oh.
And well, the only part I didn't like about this is when he started talking, I'm an indie wrestler and you're just another fly by night. I'm like, all right, can we please stop doing that? Stop pointing out the
Oh.
fact that they don't love wrestling because they didn't work in the indies. Like, stop doing that. Just talk, you know?
Well,
So.
and it's just, I don't know how much of a, it's going to turn into an old trope at some point here, just because that is the situation in NXT. It feels like a crutch if you're going to keep on doing that.
Yeah, yes. But overall, I liked the segment. I thought Dion Lennox was pretty good too, to be honest. Like they came
Yeah.
off as different.
I,
So
yeah, Dion Lennox continues to be one of those guys where I'm like, I kind of understand what they see in him, but you guys have put him in terrible spot after terrible spot after
yeah.
terrible spot. So this is more on you guys than on him. Like he seems to deliver when he gets a chance.
Yeah, and I You know, things change. Maybe I think he's got to look his change his look up a little, but he's been fine in the ring. His mic's gotten better. As I'm
Yeah.
guessing, he's more of himself. I don't know. So,
Yeah. And that's yeah, that's always one of those. Sometimes it takes these guys a while. Like
yeah.
you don't get to not everyone falls right into it.
Nope. So going, he's a long way from the blurred. So.
I guess to toggle back to the ladies here and another championship. Zarya taking on Tatum Paxley. It feels like Tatum Paxley joining up with Lyra Valkyria. It
That'd be
seems
pretty
like
cool.
a lower chance of happening these days.
Yeah. So it's like, well, I mean, Zarya's clearly winning this match, unless Zarya's going to the main roster. Because if honestly, really think about the repercussions of Zarya losing this. She is dead.
Yeah, like I don't see her going up to the main roster this soon, Azaria, that is. Even though she could, I feel like you said, like she's just in such a bad spot if she loses this after finally getting a championship.
And losing last week in that tag and to Lola Vice. It's like it was in a tag match, but it was like, God damn. So
Yeah, she needs a dub, and I still wouldn't be completely surprised, even if Lyra and Tatum aren't a thing in on the main roster. Yeah, it seems like Tatum has hit her end of the line in NXT for the most part too.
yeah, exactly. And especially her pairing with Shiloh probably comes to an end, which is fine. And we well, I'm gonna save him for a little bit later. But
Well, we're whittling down our matches here, so if you want to save him for later, there's the
well
only three we haven't covered, and that's one of the
well so we had, I'm sorry, what is his name? Aaron Brooks? The Evolve champion?
three. Oh yeah, I have not been looking at the
I
NXT
forgot what his name
results.
is. Damn it.
Yeah, Aaron Rourke
That's
versus
it.
Tristan Angels was the matchup on NXT this week.
And apparently
Yeah.
Shiloh interferes from underneath the ring and then costs. It's like, why do we keep introducing people to lose? And especially to lose the week before, you're supposed to be on a PLE. It makes no sense. Don't do it.
Yeah, this was a matchup on NXT proper this week that yeah, that was the immediate thing I thought when this matchup happened. It's just like, just don't do this segment. Like
Yeah.
have Tristan Angels well, yeah, don't have him lose.
Yeah, just don't even have him wrestle. If you want to have an Evolve match, have it be somebody else. Or here's the better thing. Keep it on Evolve. I have nothing against this guy, but it's just like he's not going anywhere. It's
I
sorry, with
mean,
that look, he ain't going anywhere.
obviously they've had other people come up from Evolve. Hey, he is not piquing my interest at all.
No. I mean, I dig that the guy's openly gay. I think that's pretty fun. We haven't really seen that.
Yeah,
But I
especially
mean,
on the WWE product.
right. Yeah, I mean, we have Anthony Bowens, but like Anthony Bowens isn't flamboyant like this guy is. So
Oh,
that's
right.
what makes it
Yeah.
different.
Yep.
So it's like, all right, I dig that, something new, but then I just the rest is it's just it isn't it. So and I and especially being having like the same follically challenged issue he has, there's not a lot you can do to change your look when you don't have hair. There's really not.
And I mean, he just kind of looks generic.
Yes.
Is a wrestler, and it's just like, okay, like I don't know, maybe your indie work's really good and everything, but
Yeah, I mean,
I don't really care here.
yeah, and like that's not even the issue. Like how he works or if he's good in the ring. It's just, it's a cosmetic business still. And yeah, so you're dealing with like Maybelline. And is Maybelline still a cosmetic? I don't even know.
Yeah, they were just sponsoring it
I was
like
thinking of
not that long
Revlon. I was thinking of
ago.
Revlon, excuse me. But then also, I don't know what a high-end makeup is, so that thing was going nowhere.
Yeah,
So,
the only reason I remember is just because like there was a couple of months there where like all of the women on the NXT
that's
roster were like,
right.
oh yeah, Maybelline. Like if they had to like
Yes.
squeeze Maybelline in there
Oh,
somewhere.
that's just so. I do think they don't. I do think they just force that stuff. I was
Yeah,
like, oh,
well,
they want us to
they've
do ads? All right, well, make sure everyone knows it's an ad.
yeah. I mean, because and it clearly was just like an ad campaign, because I don't feel like I've heard them mention it in months either. Like, it felt like it was like a solid 4 months where they pushed
Yeah.
that, and then like, okay,
And contracts up.
contracts up,
Yeah.
we're moving along
Oh, well,
here.
speaking of expiration, we finally got rid of Sean Spears from The Culling. And by the way, he deserved it.
Oh my gosh, yes. Who daps up a wrestler in the middle of
What
a
was
match?
that? He's like, come on, hit me up, hit me up. Like, what? I was like, this doesn't make any sense. I thought at first he was giving her instructions how to finish her off. And I'm like, well, even that's kind of stupid. But
Yeah.
this, that's pure idiocy. I mean, they didn't even give us a chance to go, wait a minute, did he do that on purpose? You know? No, because one thing I thought of later was, so after that match is over, they got to stand there in the ring until the tag match starts.
Oh.
Oh my God. Oh boy. That's got to be rough.
Yeah, I always find that weight cruel and unusual.
They
Whether it's
went
on
to a
the main
commercial.
roster or on NXT.
Oh, the main roster one, like being at a show, they're just standing there. Or
Yep.
sometimes they have the lights up, most of the time they're down. But this
Yeah.
one is a commercial break, then backstage segments, then they go back to them. And it's like, oh, good Lord.
Yeah, they were out there a long time.
Yeah, and then that was it. And then I mean, Sean Spears is just there to be a coach anyways, so it's not a big deal. But
No, but it also felt like this has been coming for about 3 months, and I don't
yeah.
care. It's like I'm just happy that it's finally that they finally pulled the trigger. Like, this was not one that was made better by holding on to the trigger. Like, if you want Nico Vance and Izzy Dame to succeed on their own, great. I don't know what you do with a two-person group, especially a man and a woman who aren't
Yeah,
linked
compatible.
in
I've been
any
saying
way.
it. Yeah, I've been saying it. Nico Vance, he's not long for this. And he did the big man move of putting. I did enjoy the fact that the table was just broken. They just put it back together, so they're breaking it again. That did make me laugh. But he's trying to do big man moves when he's 6 foot tall. He's not that big.
No,
So,
no. He's like a guy that didn't realize that like he was the big guy in his hometown, and now he
yeah.
came to the WWE, and it's just like, no, you're not the big guy anymore
Yeah.
here. So, what are you going to do about that?
Yeah.
The
And,
answer so far has been nothing.
oh, that's right. Because the table was broken because Keanu Carver put, oh no, what's his name?
EK
EK,
Prosper.
EK Prosper. That guy is going to get a lot of comparisons to Javon Evans. Being bouncy the way he is, just like Javon, and obviously being black guy, it's a lot, makes the parallel easier. But I can definitely see people going to start comparing the two. It wasn't that I hated this match. I was entertained. I despised the end of this. You got this skinny guy just doing a sunset flip or whatever out of the blue and pinning Keanu Carver. What? You've been building this guy again. Don't do it. You've been building this guy up for weeks. And that's what you do with him? Like, oh God, this isn't hard, guys. Like,
It was a weird loss for him to take after a lot of build up. Like, you have him beat, I almost called him Bomani Jones, but that's the ESPN writer. Who was
Bomani
the
Jones.
guy?
I know who you're talking about, the chains.
Yeah, the guy with the chains around his neck, and I can't still
Oh
obviously
no.
can't
Jasper Troy.
remember. Yep, Jasper
Yes.
Troy.
Yeah.
Like he beat another big man. Like, you seem to be in on him. He has a
Yes.
fairly good talking segment with whoever the new blonde woman is that we haven't seen in like 3 weeks now.
Yeah. Yeah, yes.
You seem to be invested in his character. Why do this? Because EK Prosper, he can eat a loss right now. Like, if you want
Yes.
him to be a plucky underdog later, like, that just will play right into it. Like, he can eat this loss. Like, what? Why?
Yes. And then so the Carter destroys him. Then Robert Stone's back there. And I'm sorry, this Naraku voice is killing me. I'm guessing it's his real voice. But he's like,
Yep.
then you won't have a main event. Ha 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 ha. And
Yeah,
walks off.
it's like this is what AEW fans feared they do to what's his name, who's done it to himself.
Oh,
He's in the
Takeshita.
Don
I'm sorry, not
no
Takeshita. Okada.
Okada, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Naraku, like, it is hilarious that he's like a 1970s Japanese Bond villain or something
Yeah.
like
Yes.
that.
And I don't know. I guess maybe it'll get over. I don't know. But it definitely gets my attention, that's for sure. So, but
It is
then
fun and goofy, so
yeah.
I am here for it.
Yeah, but then, like, Ken O'Carver goes to Robert Stone, and Stone's obviously mad about it. And he goes, I told you that's what I was going to do, is I'm going to keep doing it until I get my title shot. You just lost. What are we even doing? Like, wait, what? Ugh. The stuff they do on this show is just craziness to me. You just beat a guy you shouldn't be beating, and then he's demanding title shots after eating an L from a guy that had nothing going.
That he shouldn't have, that you shouldn't have lost to. So, yep. Only other segment it looks like we didn't touch on here. Sean Legacy and Dorian. Oh no,
We
we
did.
did kind of touch
Yeah.
on it. And that's how forgettable Sean Legacy and Dorian Van Dux are.
Well, it's
So.
like, well, they're fine. Like, this match, the only thing I had a note written down is how bad Vic is. Like, that Dorian
You
guy
really
does a.
don't like Vic.
Well, so
I guess I don't have many problems with him.
Dorian goes out and he goes and does a moonsault off the second, like a flip moonsault off the second rope to the outside. And Vic goes, how do you think he's feeling right now? Then his W, his NXT, like, hey, dummy, he just did a spectacular move. And you're doing your podcast hosting shit. Like, stop. Like, Wade Barrett goes, I don't know how he feels. I know how he feels now after pulling off that incredible move. I was like, well, at least Wade's paying attention. Ugh. That stuff drives me bonkers, man.
Again, I pay attention to the announcing a lot, and he does not drive me bananas at
Oh,
all. So,
it's that stuff where it's like, just call the action, man. Stop, like,
I guess I
you
feel
know.
like he does more times than not. So that's why I'm always
Yeah.
lost. Where you're talking about he off-roads all the time, and I'm like, I feel like he calls the action
I
most of
mean,
the
we
time.
got
So
something going on in the ring.
I must be missing something.
Yeah, I
Or
mean,
I must be missing it every time that he off-roads.
they will start a match. And he'll immediately, like, oh, by the way, where's Booker T been? I haven't even seen his Hall of Fame podcast up on YouTube.
Oh.
Has anyone said where he is? It's been 2 weeks now.
I had not really thought about that until you just posed the question to
Yeah.
me. Because, yeah, it's just like all of a sudden Corey Graves is filling in and Wade Barrett fills in this week. Don't know. Don't even feel like I've seen news floated out there about why Booker T could. And I mean, I do not pay attention to his endeavors outside of NXT. So, yeah, like his podcast, whatever. It's less important than ours. So.
Yeah, somebody else is. There are other people asking too. Like, where's he been the last
Yeah.
few weeks?
Yeah. I
So,
don't know. Kind of
but no,
weird.
like, because that's usually Vic will start something and then Booker just goes on and on about something. So maybe that's why you forget, because Vic would be like, well, how do you think she's feeling right now about her place in the NXT? It's all about it. And then 10 minutes later, Vic gets to say something. So maybe that's it. But.
He definitely has a different interaction with both Mr. Barrett and Corey Graves.
Yes, he
So,
does. Oh, we did forget about Lola Vice and Kendall Gray.
well, yeah, you got us off the.
Cool.
You started talking about the. Oh, yeah, that was on the show. It's, yeah, babyface versus babyface is a weird situation that. Again, I feel like I've argued many times on this podcast. Heel versus heel makes sense to me because you're not supposed to like each other. This babyface versus babyface is just weird because it's just like you're kind of splitting the crowd here. I don't. Yeah, so I don't know who to root for. I like both of them. It does feel like it's too soon for Lola Vice to win. And which kind of puts me in the why are you doing this to Kendall Gray kind of camp because it is going to be another eating another L. Even though she's won a couple of important matches, it's kind of weird to already be talking about her probably eating too many big L's already. Like
Yeah.
even though she's only been there like I don't know 6 months or something like that. It's like she's won had 3 big L's and had three big wins or something like that, and it's just like, ugh, not a great win-loss record.
Yeah. See, I disagree with that. I think Kendall Gray wins. I
Oh,
actually
okay.
think they're gonna pull the trigger on her quick. Because one, they want to get Lola Vice up to the main. And then two, well, really, that's it. Like, they've groomed Kendall to be the one. Because Kalani
Oh.
Jordan was pretty absent this week.
Yeah, she doesn't have a match on the card, so I can
Yeah.
understand.
Well, but I also wonder if she's done. But it doesn't seem like that story's
Yeah.
over, but it could be like she's done too.
Yeah, it
So,
wouldn't completely shock me. I believe
no.
I've already argued on the podcast that she's overcooked at this point. She can go up to the main roster
Oh,
anytime.
yeah. There's no reason for her to be on NXT anymore. So,
No.
but yeah, I do think Kendall wins. I don't know. It almost seems like this is a good turning point for them to finally just go, all right, now we can go full in on these other people. You can
Uh-oh.
have Tony D lose, Naraku takes over, Kendall Gray wins, Lola can leave too, and then we like kind of like a completion of this new
Yeah, the new
insertion
regime in
of
NXT,
everybody.
the
Yeah.
NXT 4.0 officially kicks in.
Yeah. I mean, hell, they already took, well, they were on the show, but they already took two people from NXT and put them in AAA. Carmen Petrovic and, oh no.
Nikita Lyons?
No, it was one of the guys from Out the Mud. That's what they were talking about.
Oh, yeah,
Bronco
they did.
Lucic, that's his name? Is he there?
Bronco Nema
That's it.
and Lucian Price.
Yeah, so it's Bronco that went down to AAA.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, cuz
So.
they did have that little segment on the couch after talking to Jada
Yes.
Parker.
Yeah. So it's like,
I
okay.
kind of wondered what that was about, but that was kind of funny.
Well, I was wondering how they were even gonna work that. Because they're just sitting there. I'm like, wait a minute, they're part of a tag team. So now we got our answer in a way. So, yep.
It has been addressed on main WWE TV. It's
Yeah, so
hey,
good.
it's the main thing I can say about them. Even if I don't watch AAA, I know it's not the black hole because at least Vic and Wade Barrett will fill me in about what the hell happened.
Yeah, for sure.
So, okie doke. I'm assuming you do not have a Beltane beer on your end, sir.
No, not today.
I am getting really light in the refrigerator and really light in my pile here. Trogues Brewing went there almost 2 years ago now. Their Le Grave, a triple golden ale, bottle conditioned. They make some delicious, delicious Belgian beers there at Trogues in Hershey, Pennsylvania. This one happens to be 8% alcohol, 31 IBUs. You do not really taste the IBUs because it's a golden ale, Belgian golden ale. So it's delicious. I love Belgian beers when they're really brewed correctly. They have such a nice, smooth flavor to them. And they're on the lighter side too, should one not want a heavy feeling beer. Even at 8%, this one does not feel terribly heavy. So, should one find themselves in Hershey, Pennsylvania, or pretty much anywhere, because I believe Trogs is big enough to
Yeah.
buy in a whole lot of locations, go out and grab their beer. It's delicious. That's at DeFrango11. He's at Granny Mays. The brand's at Saint Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Download us at other places like YouTube Music and iHeartRadio. Have a good night, grandkids.
Again.